The friendly superpower of reactive programming. Egon teaches us not to cross the particle streams, and this could not be more true in the world of ghost busting. But in the world of programming, crossing the streams is one of the finest things you can do. It ignites recursion and spews out all kinds of colorful fractals everywhere. You should already be creating programs out of thin air, connecting event emitters and massive trees that only require 4 lines of code to program. And at this point, when you connect things to themselves, you get a sum that is significantly, exponentially more than its parts. The program concept behind Wikipedia creates only one page that can have links to itself, with one tiny difference: the article name. That is all that it takes to map out all human knowledge and get excited about training AI to just grok the shape of things. Let us leave the world of simple things behind and forget that a number is just a numeric value. Ew. And instead, let's think in objects. An object is a collection of a series of values and often functions as well. The same way that a folder is a collection of things, mostly files, but other folders too. We need to get behind numbers and upgrade them, because for a powerful programmer, a number must be more than just a value. They must have a change monitoring mechanism, often called an observer. For example, we create an object called number and give it a getter and a setter function for value. Getter is just boring. It fetches the number via myNumber.value, no longer just my number. But setter is special, because when you say myNumber.value equals 5, setter will not only remember the new value, but also notify all the value observers. And this is a big deal, as it means automatical updates throughout your entire application. So you no longer just say x equals a plus b, you have to also add a observe with a function of x equals v plus b, which will update x, where v is the new value that was just assigned, and you can use the dot value as well. It's just that observe gives you a copy along with the notification, and when you see v, you know instantly that this is what has changed. Finally, let's jump to a powerful example. You are working with a visual programming language, and you discover that you need a new data type for color. So it's just like number, except here we store a number that represents a color. More specifically, some kind of a string that is like a number. And since this is a visual language, you can just throw in a color picker to make your whole life easier. It's a pretty big deal when designing graphic themes for applications, or just creating or messing around with color models or color generators. So you save your own program and go into the system node of your programming language. Open up the toolbox and then data category, use a text data type as base, call it color, and drag a connector to the data category node, and instantly a new data type appears in your visual programming language toolbox. That is the real power of reactive programming, of observing values, of building on top of reactive subsystems. Before you decorate it to have all the features you need, you decide that you don't like your data types being sorted by a label, because the color data type will now appear before string or text and number. So you drop in a sort node, and rather than messing around with an order field, you tell it to sort based on the Y property of your visual nodes that connect to the toolbox. Now, as you move your data type boxes to make number first and color on the bottom, your toolbox for the data type automatically reflects those values. Now you can go back to your own program and drop the color data type in there. The biggest stream crossing here is that the visual programming language is made with itself and thus self-editable. Just imagine the community of hackers that will assemble here, replacing everything and sharing their inventions. But there's more. Because rather than generating code for your program and detaching it from the visual programming language itself, you just open up an overlay on top and put a little pi symbol in the corner. Now your users can edit both the application and the visual programming language that it's running in. It's not as difficult to understand as it seems, because they no longer have to worry about hunting for things that need updating when they make a change. Everything is reactive. Software today is not just broken, buggy, and complex. All those computer programs, they're fossils. Fossils from a primitive era. It's the first try of creating computer programs. The world of programming is ready for more. It's ready for the new programmer. And visual reactive programming is less complex than a hard-to-play game. For one, no node here will chase you or try to eat you. Unless, of course, you program it that way.